our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we're a day late.
I wasn't going to acknowledge it.
Oh, we're not a day late.
Run on our own time.
Yeah.
One moment. I'm going to go see YouTube playing in the other room. It's okay, real weird, so I'm going to go turn it off. Why don't you tell the listeners what we're doing today?
So we have some things planned. Our first thing that we have planned is I got a package in the mail, and I'm going to open it. We're going to see what it is and talk about it. Here we go. It's from Amazon.com. It's a website. I don't know if you've heard of it. Oh, this is cool.
I know about Amazon. I ordered their Amazon Echo today.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that is a big book.
Yeah.
That is a really big book.
So I got... is it back? I think it's backwards. Well, yeah, they sent me the backwards one.
Yeah, because it's from Japan.
Splish, splash.
Why don't you tell us what you've opened?
Oh, I got the book Uzumaki by Junji Ito. It is the entire series. It's all three books in one hardcover.
So by book, you do mean graphic novel.
It's a book.
It's not like a text.
It's got pictures in it.
Yeah. So it's a picture. You bought a children's book. It's a children's
book,
right?
Yeah, it's children.
So Junji Ito does some very disturbing.
That's not horrifying.
Work. Very disturbing. He does horror.
You guys are lucky you can't see this because it's horrifying.
That book has a smell to it. You closed it and it just. It wafted me. It's real strong.
It's the smell of ink.
It's like a really strong chemical smell.
That's a really good looking book.
It is a good looking book. Why does it smell so bad?
Well, because it's new. So Junji Ito is a manga writer from Japan who writes horror manga, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's actually really
the
horrible.
The first book I read by him was Gyo, and I read it erroneously by myself in the dark.
I also read it by myself. That wasn't a good plan.
That was a bad idea. And then I had the heebie-jeebs. And then I had to get everything else that he ever wrote. And
yeah, this is not for everybody, though. Don't go into this blindly. Junji Ito is not at all for everybody, and definitely not for children.
Yeah, don't let your kids look at it, because they will have all the nightmares.
All right, let's read the byline, or the tagline for this.
Okay.
Kurozucho, a small fog-bound town on the coast of Japan.
Maybe I should read it.
You know what? You shut your face.
Okay.
Is cursed. According to Shuichi Saito.
Shuichi.
Whatever. The withdrawn boyfriend of teenager Kiri Goshima, their town is haunted not by a person or being, but a pattern. Uzumaki, the spiral. The hypnotic secret shape of the world. This bizarre masterpiece of horror manga is now available in a single volume. Fall into a whirlpool of terror.
Yeah, so Uzumaki is Japanese for spiral, in case you didn't know.
That would make sense. No, honestly, this book is really inexpensive. A book like this in the United States, like an American book, would be $30 to $50. This was $28.
Well, less than that.
The cover price was $28.
Yeah.
But it's a hardcover book, and it's really good quality.
It's really well done,
It gets, I'm surprised it's so expensive.
Yeah, so actually, side note, I was breeding Pokemon at one point, and I got a, what's his name?
The Spiral Eyes.
Helix Fossil.
Oh.
What's his name? Omanyte. And I named him Uzumaki. All right,
because
that's a good name for him.
I thought you were going to name your little dizzy bear friend Uzumaki.
No. He's a different one. Anyway, so we have some,
farting sounds in the background of the chair.
That's my chair moving.
That's
the chair. It's rattling.
We have some segments that we began last week.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to continue those segments?
Sure. Well, we have top three.
Top three.
Top three.
So.
Insert jingle here.
Yeah, we're not going to have.
Top three.
We don't have enough time for jingles.
That was it.
Top three this week. So neither one of us are sports people, really. Mm-hmm. We've as children, were briefly involved in sports.
Yeah, I was on a t-ball team.
Yeah, I was on t-ball, and I did track a couple times.
T-ball's hard.
I wasn't good at any of it.
You have to, like...
Oh, and I did Saturday morning basketball.
Okay.
But I was real bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I kept going. Complained about it every Saturday. So our top three this week is top three sports that you would watch if you were forced to watch some sports.
Okay. Does magic count as a sport?
No.
It's a brain sport.
No, physical athletic sports.
Does chess count as a
sport? I can start if you want.
Okay.
So I always wanted to be in gymnastics. I thought it would be really cool. And I like watching gymnastics. So my first one would be gymnastics.
Is that a sport?
Actually, all three of these are going to be sports that my mom probably just made me watch as a kid, and I just like them now. So.
Does that count as a sport if like against somebody?
It is against somebody. It's competition.
Do you have to like beat them up or get
the
goal?
You don't have to beat them up, but you have to get
score
more points.
I thought it was
them.
More like... Is that a count?
It's a sport.
Is it?
I
thought it was more like an athletic thing.
Whatever. It's a sport.
Because there's nobody you have to like directly oppose.
No, it's definitely
Do sports have to be directly opposition?
I don't think so.
Can you do it like a single sport?
I can't Google sports. We'll just have to forget.
Well, I guess like diving and stuff like that is a sport. I don't know. Why are you
pointing at
the microphone?
You have to be closer to the microphone.
Put the microphone closer to
me.
No. I'm loud enough.
Just sit up.
All right. So, Nah, I lost what I was saying.
I don't know what you were saying.
It was important.
No, it wasn't important. You need to sit up closer to the microphone. I don't know why we have to have this conversation every time.
We don't have to. It just wastes time. Anyway, so...
You were talking about sports being against each other.
Yeah, I always thought that sports had to be like a competition.
It is a competition, though.
But I feel like acrobatics or whatever they do, gymnastics is just one person doing a thing, and they have to do it like...
Better than the other people.
They just have to do it good. It
no,
doesn't
they have
matter
to do it better than all the other people.
Yeah. But do they don't do it at the same time, though.
No. I mean, not like, you're not like back and forth watching between the two of them, mm-hmm. No.
Like, because like if you're swimming, you have like a row of people and they're all swimming at the same time. And you know who's going to win when it's happening.
But the Olympics are made of sports, right? And it's an Olympic sport, so does that not count?
I thought it was the Olympic Games.
Oh my god, what is the difference? Athletic game,
they don't have magic.
Sport.
They don't have magic
athletic
in the
game,
Olympics.
Sport, same thing, same thing.
So brainfletics doesn't count?
No, brainfletics isn't a word.
So, like, there's certain sports that need brain things, right? Like football, right? They have to do, like, certain patterns to make it work, as far as I can tell.
I mean, yeah.
And there's a little bit of running around and stuff, but a lot of that is mental, so that counts as a sport, just because they're running around.
No, why are we debating sports? Can you not just answer my top three question?
Yeah, okay, basketball, hockey.
No,
Oh.
No, top three. You're just rattling them
I'm
off.
I'm naming two.
No,
I'm trying to think of the third
actually
one.
Actually think of the ones you'd want to watch, not just the first three sports.
Okay,
mind.
No. Okay, so basketball. I'll say that. That's one of them.
You like watching basketball?
I like watching basketball for 5 minutes, but only the 5 minutes at the end of the game.
No, you have
the rest
to,
of it,
this
I don't
has to
care.
Be something you'd be watch, willing to watch the whole competition. There's so many sports out there. Archery. You watch like horses run around, water polo, rugby, cricket. There's a lot out there.
No. I'm not invested in it. It doesn't seem like anything that would be. I had to watch baseball.
Luge. Baseball's not bad.
Maybe something that's just quick. Like swimming, like when they just go back and forth.
You
and
like watching
done.
Swimming?
No, but it's quick and it's over quickly. If I had to watch it, I would choose that one because it's done in like 30 seconds.
I was trying to find which sports you might be able to appreciate some parts of, and instead you're just like, no, nope.
You're
just avoiding the question.
No, I'm answering the question. You said if you had to sit through sports, which one would you do? And I chose swimming.
That wasn't the spirit of the question. The spirit of the question wasn't what's the three shortest sports?
100-yard dash. No. How about? Oh no. I like the when they throw the ball.
Baseball.
The shot put.
Shot put.
They just throw it. They go. Gah!
They do.
And then you're like, there it is. It landed. That's cool.
Tennis. Do you like watching tennis? No. All right. Well, my first choice was gymnastics, and yours is 14 sports, from what I can tell. What's your first choice?
Anyone that only takes a few
seconds.
No,
you have to pick. You're gonna have to pick three distinct ones. All right. So.
I will say the 100-yard dash.
Why are you being like this?
That you asked me.
The spirit of the question is: what sports could you maybe begin to enjoy? How about that?
All right. So I was at a baseball game once.
You were.
I was at a baseball game. It was the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Red Barons versus the Toledo Mud Hens.
Oh.
And so the thing that we did at the game, because it was fun, We had fun the whole time. Mm-hmm. It was me and Tim and John, mm-hmm. and we went there and we rooted for the Toledo Mudhens because we felt bad for them because everybody was rooting for the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Red Barons because it was so at their stadium. So we just kept going, Toledo, Toledo, and then everybody looked at us funny.
Yeah, they would. They would look at you.
Because you feel bad for them because nobody's cheering for them. They're all cheering for the other team.
Yeah. So, I mean, the players are, like, trained to block most of that out, though,
so
too.
So we picked one person on the team that each of us would cheer for when they were at bat.
Yeah.
We each picked one.
Did your guys do well?
I think we won.
Oh, I guess you don't know.
I think we won. I don't remember that part, but I remember we did have a lot of fun at the baseball game.
All right.
So does that count?
Baseball. Does that count? Yes, that does count. That completely counts. Okay, my second one's figure skating, because figure skating's awesome.
That's not a sport.
It's completely
a
sport. No.
Is dancing a sport?
Dancing is a sport.
No, it's not. Yes, dancing is dancing. Dancing is an art form.
It is way hard and totally, you have to train for it. Do you have to train for art? You have to physically train and go to the gym to be an artist?
Depends on the art.
You don't.
If you're a dancer, it does.
Totally,
or like ballet.
Sport. It's a sport.
Ballet is not a sport.
Figure skating is a sport. Ballet is totally a sport.
There's no competition. Do they have a ballet competition, or do you just do it on stage and people look at you?
I mean, to get into ballet companies, there are, but...
That's not a sport.
Okay, fine.
Dancing is not a sport.
Figure skating is a sport. Dancing has competitions. I don't know why you think they don't. They do.
I don't understand.
There are dancing competitions, and in fact, a lot of them...
What about golf?
Does
golf count as a sport?
Yeah, sure.
You barely do anything. You swing once.
And then you walk half a mile.
That's it. That's a sport.
Have you ever watched golf?
How about bowling?
Have you ever watched... That was my third one.
Yeah.
And bowling, my third one is bowling.
I've done bowling.
Yeah.
Bowling's more fun if you're doing it than watching it.
Bowling's fun to watch.
And bowling, you don't need to be in any sort of peak physical condition.
It helps.
Oh, it really, I'm not saying really it helps.
No, but you can bowl.
But you can just be me and be bowling.
That's true. There is a certain point, though, that you do have to get past a health barrier to bowl. Like, you have to be some sort of...
You have to be able to stand
to...
up and not... Like, they don't
yeah,
let those scooters
up on the
lanes.
You have to be able to, like, stand up and, like, walk around and be able to move.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not too tough for most people.
Yeah, for most people. There's some people that I know who wouldn't qualify for that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, so I picked my three.
Yeah.
You went with baseball and bowling and golf. My question was, have you ever watched golf?
I did golf once. Mini golf. Does mini golf count? That's a competition.
I'll allow it.
Okay, mini golf.
I've never seen televised mini golf.
Yeah, but it's more interesting than regular golf.
Yeah.
Because they just hit it real far, but in mini golf there's...
Again, my question, have you ever watched golf?
Yes.
Like on television?
No. I watched people actually do it because I was golfing
once. Yeah, but
once.
You're there. Yeah. Have you watched it on television?
No, but...
It is the most boring thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because the announcers, for some reason, talk in like a really hushed tone. And you just stand there, and it's, like, all sunny on the screen, and, like, everything looks real pleasant, and you fall asleep immediately.
Does dog racing count as a sport?
Yeah, but I don't know that it's ethical.
Right, but there's no people involved.
True.
But horse racing is a sport, because there's people sitting on the horses.
Oh, yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah, because there's, like, jockeys or whatever. Well, yeah, they can mess it up, so I would say so. There's no people sitting on the
dock. I don't know if that's a sport. That's more just like a gamble thing, isn't it? I thought that was more like a spin the roulette, and then somebody wins.
Mm-mm. I mean, they do take into account, like, your horse's physical condition and past wins and stuff. Mm. Like, it's not just gambling, because a lot of gambling's just luck. Mm. Like, spin the roulette, that's completely luck, right?
Right, but I mean, they take all that stuff into account for horses, too, so they give them better odds if they're stronger horses.
Right, but then you might bet against them, and you might accidentally win.
Yeah.
Or you might know something that other people don't.
Right. Or you might
which I think,
is
illegal.
Or you might think you know something because the mob told you. And then you, and then you borrow money and then they kill you
and
your family.
And then you borrow money and then they kill you and your family and you go back later and you kill them.
Yeah. Like that one movie that
like
we
that one movie.
We won't name the name because it spoils the whole
it's
movie.
It's fine. I don't remember the name anyway.
Good.
So it all works out.
I'm trying to think of a sport that I'm not thinking of. But no, I did watch basketball briefly, but I got real bored with it.
Yeah, basketball, they're usually, like, unless someone's really, really kicking ass, they're usually, like, the same score the whole game, and then someone wins.
Well, I was watching, my one friend really enjoyed the Celtics,
mm-hmm.
and, like, this was, like, 2008,
mm-hmm.
maybe, in Sioux Falls. So I go there, and we just hang out and watch basketball, and it was, like, the Celtics, and I, like, knew the guys on the team and who they were playing against. So, like, that one guy would, like, run around a lot, and he was little.
Huh.
I mean, he was 6 foot, but right. everybody was else was 7 foot, else. And he was running around. Yeah, it was, I mean, that was kind of fun, but I never really cared.
There's some sports that I don't understand. It's mostly the ones where you just kind of run around the whole time, like soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but I don't find it interesting to watch at all. Because nothing happens most of the time.
I think, like, soccer and hockey and basketball are the same thing.
Soccer and hockey are the same thing. Because you might have a whole game where nobody scores anything.
Right.
Right? Usually they'll score a couple. Basketball, they score, like, 50, 60 times. Right,
but it's still, you go back and forth. You have your one side that you have to get the thing in.
Right. The difference, though, is that there's nobody stopping.
Right, there's nobody above the basket, like, trying to block you.
Hitting it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would be... That wouldn't work.
Because there's a guy just sits there and be like, no, just hit it.
Does Quidditch count? Can we choose fake sports?
I don't want to watch Quidditch. I always, like, I was so bored.
Quidditch is just air basketball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Air hockey.
It's more like air hockey.
Or
air hockey's already a thing.
Yeah. Or air soccer. I think they went with football for that. Soccer.
Yeah. There's some other stuff, though, because they, like, hit the balls at each other and beat them down and break arms. Or maybe that was just that one time. You still trying to come up with another sport?
I'm trying to think of other sports that exist.
Oh, just other ones that exist? I don't know. I always go to the Olympics when I'm trying to think of what sports exist. Like, mm-hmm. Tennis is a sport. Tennis is actually decently interesting to watch. Because you're just like, oh man, how'd they get that?
And they just go, a lot.
There you go.
Yeah, you hit it better when you do that noise.
Yeah, you do.
But you can't hit it too hard.
No, because if you hit it too hard, it goes out of the lines.
Yeah, but you have to hit it just hard enough that that noise makes.
Yeah.
You go, hyah! Because it's like you have to restrain yourself from hitting it too hard.
Yeah, I guess mostly I've watched women's tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the sports I've watched are because my family members watch sports. I never really watched sports because I wanted to. But women's tennis is what I watched a lot. They go, ha! A lot. It's not usually like a, huah!
Right, it's just, ha! It's a girl version of, huah!
Yeah, I never saw a lot of men's tennis.
Aren't they train them to do that?
I just watched the spikes on our sound recording program when I'm yelling.
Ha!
So someone knocked on our door today, and I don't know who it was.
I thought of another sport. Pokemon battling.
That's not real.
Mm.
Pokemon aren't real.
Quidditch isn't real.
I know. And we agreed that it didn't count.
Oh. You just think that Pokemon aren't real.
No, they're definitely not real.
Blitzball.
Do you really think...
I watched Blitzball.
Blitzball's not real. But...
I mean...
Do you think that... Pokemon could exist in the world and we wouldn't all know about it. Because we would definitely all know about it.
I saw a Lopunny today on my way to work.
I think you may have saw a bunny.
There was a Mr. or what is it called? The Murkrow hanging out with him.
I think that was waking maybe him up. Just a crow.
He was sleeping in the middle of the road and then the Murkrow was
tapping on his shoulder to
wake him up.
Poking his eye.
He was real tired.
He was real tired. You're like, dummy, it's 7 in the morning.
You can't. Wake up, you dumb bunny.
Wake yep. up.
Diggersby, though.
Why are you dead? I mean, asleep. It's time to be awake.
So one of my favorite things about Pokemon is when you do Wonder Trade, and then the little messages that people give to you.
Uh-huh. Like that one time when it said, hey, yo, titty.
Hey, yo, titty.
And you can't swear or, like, use vulgarities. So they spelled, I think they spelled titty
no,
wrong.
No, no, you can.
We are
you,
not in agreement
no,
on
no,
this.
No, no, no. I named a Pokemon titty. I named
and
a Pokemon.
You'd think that they would have caught on to that one.
It missed the censors in Pokemon X and Y.
That's kind of great. Yeah.
Hey, yo, titty.
I don't remember where he was from. But I'm never gonna. I think his name was Rob. I'm never gonna forget that guy.
Hey yo, titty.
Hey yo, titty.
That's the best thing.
It really is. Adults shouldn't be allowed to play on the same servers as kids are. That's what it should be. It should be adults play. Like, if you're over the age of 13 or whatever, you trade with these people. And if you're under the age of 13, you trade with these people. But kids would just lie about their age, so never mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when they have, like, the tournaments and stuff.
Yeah.
They have. Like, different divisions. It's like the juniors, the seniors, and the masters.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. The juniors are, like under a certain... I don't know the ages, but I think you're a master if you're, like, 16 or better.
16?
Yeah, so...
That's great.
At that point, if you're 30, you still qualify.
Sad. Should I go find a snack for us to review?
Yeah, get some radishes.
Oh, I can't buy it. Well, no.
Well,
that's not fair review. What do we have?
We have cashews.
I don't know what else. We have like seven cashews.
We have cheese.
I'll go find something.
We have wheat thins.
I'll go find something. I'm not going to use any of the ones that you mentioned because that's not fair.
Okay, we're not going to use any of those that we mentioned. I'm going to pause this for a minute while Holly gets a snack. All right, we have a snack.
Snack acquired. Okay, so what I have selected is a mostly empty jar out of our refrigerator. It says 14K on
that's
the top.
That's 14,000 awesome in that jar.
What it is my grandpa's kosher dill pickles that he made.
Oh, I was hoping they'd be sweet pickles because those are much better.
Sweet pickles are disgusting. So they would never be sweet pickles.
Sweet pickles are much better.
So I'm going to open these up, and we have eaten some of these, but I've never critically eaten any of these.
I will take a bite and let you know the facts, because I am not biased.
There you go. I think there's only two left, so.
Ooh. First impression, soggy.
Yeah, well, it is a pickle.
All right, it's drippy, so you're just going to, we're just going to be drippy.
That's fine. You can drip pickle juice on our floor.
All right, so flavor. Hold on, I'm going to take a bite.
Okay. Oh, I'll just take a bite.
It was cold.
It was very cold.
It's sweeter. It's sweeter than a regular dill pickle.
Yeah, we got the garlic ones. Mm. He said he gave us the ones with garlic in them. Mm. I think you can actually even see the spices and like the garlic hanging out on the bottom.
It's very mushy.
It is mushy. I was hoping they would be less mushy.
I don't mind. I don't mind mushy pickles.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is on here? That is not a suitable napkin.
Polish.
Whatever. So yeah, it's mushy. It's garlicky. It's sweet. It's sweeter than normal like kosher like dills that you buy in the store.
Mm-hmm. And a little saltier.
Okay, good.
Because they were home canned. So that is Grandpa's garlic kosher dill pickles.
They're pretty good pickles.
They're pretty good.
I'd rather have sweet pickles.
Sweet pickles are disgusting and will never cross our threshold of our door.
Okay, I'm going to buy them next time I go to the store.
Okay, well, leave them at work then, because they're real gross.
You're going to get thrown on the ground.
Because every time I open the fridge, I'm just going to be like, oh, look, pickles. And I'll be like, oh, they're the gross.
But they're the little
pickles.
Tiny ones.
Oh.
The little nubbins. Or whatever they're called.
I can only eat, it's a dill pickle for me. It's always going to be a dill pickle.
All
right. Usually a kosher dill.
So we had a snack, we had our thing. I had some other ideas for segments.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. Okay. I wanted to review a board game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have board games that we like.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'll go grab one.
Okay. Are we gonna do anything on our podcast besides reviews and lists?
I don't know.
I think people like when we just talk.
You want to talk about something?
You're wearing shorts today.
Yeah, because it's
Let's
nice
talk
out.
About the weather.
It's like a million degrees outside.
It is, No, honestly, though, it's like 60. Oh, I briefly mentioned before, we are getting an Amazon Echo, which is a device from Amazon that basically, it's just Siri for your house.
What's her name? Alexi?
Alexa.
Alexa. Mm-hmm. Alexa, what's the weather?
Yeah, we don't have it yet.
Oh, I'm just practicing.
Yeah, but it's really cool.
Alexa, why does the sun shine?
And because of a fortunate combination of discounts and rewards points, we're getting ours for $20.
Yay.
They retail for $200.
$200?
Yeah. Really? So they're 200. If you're a Prime member, they're 100. And we got ours for 20.
That's so a 90% discount.
That's a 90% discount. That's amazing. Because when I went to pay for it, I was like, oh, this is an amount of money. Oh, I have so many rewards
points. We were saving them to buy Christmas presents for ourselves in April.
Yeah.
Or whatever month it is.
It's,
March.
It's going to come late May, early June.
Today is Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. 1915.
We're the third month of the year. I'm still like, is it 14?
It's 15.
I haven't been getting it wrong too much.
So what have you been reading?
I haven't been reading that much. I'm still reading Wastelands. Oh. I've also been reading a webcomic called Phil Likes Tacos. Shout out to one of my old coworkers at Target.
Who likes tacos, apparently.
No, the guy in the comic. He doesn't even really like tacos, he just works at a taco shop.
But
you should read the comic.
Nah. What I'm saying. I have real books to read.
That's your choice.
I'm too busy looking at Reddit and new spoilers for Magikarp.
And see, that's why I quit looking at Imgur, so that I could read a webcomic, because I missed reading webcomics, and Imgur was just idle time. I could be using to do something else I actually enjoyed rather than just filling time. So that's what I'd
I like looking at spoilers for new magic cards.
Tell us about some new magic cards that you enjoy. You said you wanted to talk about magic cards for a million years, but I think we'll alienate most of our audience.
I think we should have a companion series where I teach you about magic cards.
I mean, I've already learned a lot about magic cards. Uh-huh. I don't know how much more
But you can have questions for me, and I can answer your questions about magic cards.
We'll think about that. We'll need some more structure.
We'll have segments, too. Yeah. About, like, tell me what this mechanic does. Or,
I mean, I kind of figured most of those out by now.
Yeah, but it's more fun than
I
think.
I think the Magic the Amateuring podcast is a great podcast. So it's already kind of cornered that market.
No, they already know everything now, though.
Yeah, but they didn't at the beginning.
Oh.
See what I mean?
Well, maybe
just,
it could be...
You just made up their podcast.
It could be... It could be a limited run series until you know everything.
You already know a lot?
Anyway,
Oh, we bought plane tickets today.
Oh, yeah, we're going... if we haven't mentioned on the podcast before...
I don't remember if we
We're taking our yearly vacation.
I think we did, because I didn't really want to go to Las Vegas, but we're going to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's you suggested it.
No, I want to go to the event. I just wish it was being held somewhere other than Las Vegas.
I don't care about where it's held.
I do.
But Las Vegas is awesome because it's the cheapest place to fly to
in
the country.
It is really cheap. We got two plane tickets for $600.
Yeah, altogether, including
round trip, including one checked bag.
Yeah.
So expensive to check baggage.
We just get the biggest. We'll bring the biggest one
we have.
That's
what we're doing.
Yeah, because you only need shorts and t-shirts if you're going to Vegas for four days.
Because it's warm and at the end of May. So, yeah, we're going for Grand Prix Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The Modern Masters 2.
Modern Masters 2015. The biggest... It's going to be the biggest Grand Prix that ever existed.
They're anticipating it'll be the biggest face-to-face
gaming
event
in history.
That's ever existed. Of course, be topped by next year by some other
bigger
one.
By Modern Masters 2017.
Right.
Well, no, but they have it's maximum admission is 10,000 people in one event. They're going to split up into two if they get over 5,000.
Really?
Yeah.
We're splitting into two?
It'll be two Grand Prix at the same time.
Oh, in the same place.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope we don't end up in separate Grand Prix.
But then we won't have to play against each other.
We're not going to play against each other. It's not going to happen. You know why? Because you're going to win your first round, and I'm going to lose my first round.
No. I'm going to be, like, paired up against, like, LSV in the first round, and I'm going to lose.
No, I hope I am. I hope I'm paired up against something really important, and they win in, like, five turns.
What if you beat,
and
like,
then I
what
have
if you
so
beat
much
LSV
time?
By
we
accident?
Bought, that's not going to happen. Because we bought these extra good tickets that let us go hang out in a lounge. We didn't buy the extra
good tickets. We bought the middle
tier.
Yeah, we got the
that
silver.
That means that there's a lounge we can go hang out. And when we win, we're
loose
real quick.
When we lose, and in between rounds.
So we don't have to hang out with all the commoners. Although, honestly, there's probably going to be 8,000 people with that level of ticket anyway. So I don't know how they're going to manage that. But
we're going to have so much swag.
We will have some swag. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we've built enough room into our bags that we're bringing.
Well, I'm just bringing my bag, and you're going to bring your backpack, I'm assuming. We just don't fill.
I can't bring the backpack. It's too big.
It's too big to bring on the plane?
Yeah.
That's your one personal item?
Yeah, it doesn't
what
count.
Are you gonna,
it's too
oh, you
big.
Have your other bag,
the
though.
Dimensions are like, they can be like 16 inches by 14 inches by 7 inches or something. You can't exceed that, or they make you pay $30 or $50 at the door.
My bag is fine.
Yeah, your bag's fine. And my other bag is
but
fine.
But I'm just bringing like my, I don't even know if I'm going to bring my iPad.
You should bring your iPad.
I'll bring my iPad. Maybe my DS to get some street passes, but.
Oh, yeah, there probably be street passes there.
So everybody's all crazy about the new 3DS at work.
Really?
Like somebody was saying they bought, like, there's like a Zelda one or something that's like a bunch
of
money now.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a bunch of money. I don't care. I feel like I missed the boat on Zelda.
Yeah. I enjoyed Zelda when it was on Nintendo and Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get an N64, so like I was out of it after that.
See, and I've tried to play Nintendo, and it's just so hard.
Yeah,
it's
real hard.
So hard, and I can't do it.
Well, that's what the games used to be real hard.
Well, yeah, because that extends the play value, but I'm not of the correct era that I can play a real hard game and enjoy it. I don't at all.
I tried to play Morrowind, which is the hard version of Skyrim, like it's Elder Scrolls 3.
I never played Morrowind. I did play Oblivion.
But it's so insanely hard because there's no quest markers. Mm. You have to go through the conversations that you had with people to find where you're supposed
to go.
That's
kind of cool, actually.
It is cool, but it's real hard. Yeah. I'm like, I can't be bothered with this.
I mean, there's mods for it that probably just put quest markers on now.
There might be now, but there wasn't at the time. Yeah. No, I mean, I played it on Xbox because that's where it came out.
Did they ever make a Skyrim Oblivion mashup? Because I know they had Mor Oblivion, which mashed up the Morrowind map. They built the Morrowind map into Oblivion.
Oh, okay.
So you could play Oblivion and you could go into Morrowind. I don't know if they ever put that stuff into Skyrim.
I stopped playing Skyrim like last year. And
you did, and then you played for like 2 days, and then you stopped.
Yeah, again. Well, I mean, I've pretty much seen everything in Skyrim.
I have not, but I got this gaming computer. No, I got this computer that was intended for gaming.
And you never play games on it.
That I can't
makes
play
noise.
Games on because it. No, it's not just that it makes a noise; it's that it makes a horrible noise, mm-hmm. and it's painful, and I can't deal with it.
And did you? What kind of troubleshooting have you done with it?
So I've tried to change some settings that the internet said that I should be able to change and it would fix it, but it didn't fix it. Mm. So basically I think I'm looking at either a new motherboard or a new graphics card, and I don't have the energy to install all that again because I hated doing it so much the first time.
But at least you have a computer that glows at night.
If I ever build another computer, I'm going to make someone else build it for me because I didn't enjoy it at all. The putting it together part.
Oh, sure.
It wasn't fun.
I had fun. When it worked, you turned it on and it worked.
Yeah, when I turned it on and it worked, that was pretty cool.
Well, with a couple modifications.
Yeah,
but
I just didn't enjoy it.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching you put it together and then fixing it when you did it wrong.
Let's not make fun of Holly today.
Okay. So I'm reading Swan Song by Robert McCammon.
Tell me about it.
Which is a good book. It's about the end of the world.
Okay. I think it might have been the top on the glass jar just popped out.
Your pickles from the heat expanding because it's warmer in here than it is in the fridge. So it's about the end of the world. Like, there's a bunch of nuclears happening, and then it's like the people that are left over, and they're trying to figure out what to do.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's real good.
You read it before?
Yeah, it was one of my favorite books. I read it, I must have been in like 9th or 10th grade, mm-hmm. and I was really too young to read that at that time.
Really?
Because it's awful. The scene that I'm at is... I was telling you, well, I didn't mention it was from the book, but I was telling you about it in the grocery store.
Okay.
When the, there was lights on in a grocery store, and people were like, oh, there's food there. So they go there, and then they get captured by cannibals.
Oh.
Because there's food there.
That's rough.
That's where you get food at the grocery store.
Not okay. I guess it is. Just make your own grocery store.
Yep.
Gotta stock the meat
freezer. But there's weird, like, magical things happening. Like, slightly magical things.
If I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. I like his writing. I read a couple other books, and there's always like minor magic, like somebody mm-hmm. can do something that's magical.
Do people in the book think it's strange?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, see, I'm fine with that if everybody in the book is just like, oh yeah, that's how things are sometimes.
Well,
it's like magic realism, I think is cool. Just like,
oh, they're just like, oh, yeah.
Just like, yeah, where it's...
Well, it's because it's like after everything, like everything was normal before, but now after the end of the world, there's like magic is coming back or something. I don't know.
Like we suppressed it with technology or something and now it's...
But it's like the nukes melted like this ring, like there's like a jewelry store and like it melted the gems together in a certain way that mm-hmm. like when you hold it, it like glows and it's some kind of magical thing. I don't know. It's cool though.
I don't feel like I'd hold it.
Yeah, well, it's nice.
I don't think I'd go anywhere
it's
near
nice
it.
Anyway, the book is called Swan Song by Robert R. McCammon. I like to name the things again after I'm done talking about them because when I listen to podcasts and people talk about things,
they never
mention it again.
They don't.
And you're like, what were they talking about? And you have to rewind.
That's why, like, there's this comedy channel that I listen to. It's out of Denver. It's a comedy radio station, and they'd always name who the comic is after they tell the joke. And I'm like, yeah, I like that.
Do that. Thanks for telling
me. Thank you for telling me who
that
was.
So that book from earlier was Uzumaki by Junji Ito. It's mm-hmm. J-U-N-J-I-I-T-O.
I'm reading Wasteland by Stephen King.
Ever heard of him?
It's an indie artist author.
He wrote a book.
He wrote one book no one ever heard from
him. It's called
again.
The Dark Tower.
The Dark Tower. It's the book.
It's 6,000 pages long. 7 volumes.
Yeah.
You're in book three.
I am.
Of seven.
I've been in book three for a while.
Kind of. It's because it's not digital. It's harder to read a physical book.
It is.
I agree.
I've spent so many years now reading off of screens that reading an actual book is hard for me now. And I've never been a fast reader. Even when I was reading
print... You're fast at reading digital books.
Yeah, but even when I was reading print books, like in, you know, elementary school, middle school, I wasn't a fast reader. I could read. I read a lot. I read voraciously, but I never read quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I always hated, because my best friend Andy can read real, real fast.
What a jerk.
Super fast. And I was always mad at him, because he'd be like, oh, you can finish that in an afternoon. I'm like, oh, no, that's going to take me like 2 months. But
well, I would read
but
pretty
I read
quick.
Faster in text
I would read pretty quick,
digital.
But I would kind of like not get all the details sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like I'd like read a page, or like my favorite is when you're reading, and then you're like, what happened?
You get to the end of the page and you're like, did I read something?
And then
there?
You like look at the beginning, you're like, I didn't know, and then you flip back two pages, like, okay.
That was my entire experience reading Charles Dickens' Bleak House.
Yeah.
Because he'll have sentences that take 2 pages to finish, like one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to the end of it, and you don't remember what it was about in the first place. And the book took me, like, 3 years to read.
Yeah.
I did finally finish it. It's a
There's
good
some,
book.
Like, cool, like, old authors that aren't, like, that have been dead for 100 years mm-hmm. or something. Like, I really like Mark Twain stuff. Like,
yeah, Mark Twain's great.
It's so, like, witty and interesting.
Charles
and, like,
Dickens is actually really good, yeah. too. It's, like, super social commentary.
Yeah, just, I haven't read a lot of Charles Dickens.
It's just but... social commentary you don't understand, because it's social commentary in 1850 Britain.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, workhouses, I guess, were a thing.
Yeah, no, yeah, I like
how about all that smog in London?
Yeah, I did those Brandon Sanderson books.
Yeah.
I tried reading
that
one.
Maybe you should try again.
I'm going to try again. I got like 80 pages into the first one. I was just like, what, do you eat metal or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I've never read them. Everybody just loves them so much.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe
I'm doing something
we're
wrong.
We're missing something.
It's probably one of those I'm going to be like, oh my God, after I read it, but I'm not getting into it.
I gotta go back and read the Icewind Dale trilogy, too.
Yeah, those are good.
Because I started the first one with the crystal something, something, whatever it is, and I just never
We have
a
bookshelf
full
of books.
It's a little tough to read, because it was his first book, so he's not very good at it yet.
Yeah, I read that, I think 11th grade when I read those, and those were good. I enjoyed those.
I didn't know anything about them until college.
Yeah, I think that was the first, like, fantasy book I ever read.
Really?
Yeah.
First fantasy book I ever read. Well, does Wrinkle in Time count?
Oh, yeah, I guess. But, well, that's more sci-fi, I think.
That was third grade.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's...
Neverending Story is probably the first fantasy book I read.
I didn't read that until last month.
I read it in fifth grade.
Yeah. I just watched the movie a ton when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I love how it's just like...
The book is nothing like the movie.
Well, the book is a lot like the movie until
yeah.
you're halfway done with the book,
yeah,
and then it's the end
the
of the movie.
And then the movie is like just finishes.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that was the end of the movie, and I'm only halfway through the book,
yeah.
and there's another more
So much
it.
More stuff.
But then, like, Bastion's a dick.
Yeah.
Like, once he goes to Fantastica, they call it in the book, it just, he totally changes and becomes a jerk.
Mm-hmm. People do that.
Yeah, I guess. With power.
Yeah.
Spider-Man
Great
didn't.
Power comes assholery. Yeah, he kind of did. Did you see Spider-Man 3?
Well, that doesn't count. Spider-Man 3 does not count. We can
Spider-Man
agree on that.
3, we can just strike from the records.
Yeah, we can agree on that. Like, the first one was really good. The second one was really good. And then 3 is just like, you know what?
Could have just not. On this one.
That's like how, like, the old
Wasn't
Batman
Wasn't Superman
movies.
3 like that, too? I never saw
Superman 3.
Doesn't he, like, fight himself? I only watched the first two.
Superman 3 was the...
In fact, I only remember the first one.
It was, like... Oh, who was in it? Richard Pryor was, like, a...
Really?
Yeah, he was in it. I don't...
That's a weird
I
choice.
Saw it when I was, like, really little. But they mention it in Office Space, like, how they do, like, the worm to take the money out of the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know... anything else about it.
I should watch Office Space today. I was going to play Fallout today, and I was too busy not doing anything.
Yeah.
It's so nice to not do anything.
You just like watching videos on YouTube.
It's my day off, and I just watched videos on YouTube, and it was great.
I did something like that the other day, but it was more like playing Magic on X-Mage.
Yeah.
I just built a new deck.
I like not doing anything. I haven't done anything today. Today on my docket, I have to bake pie.
Mm-hmm. You going to bake a pie today?
I have to bake a pie today.
Yeah. I have to go for a walk as soon as we're done here. Because I do
Are
not
you
have
walk
enough
over
steps.
Your friend's house?
Yeah.
Cool.
Are you not going to cool. go?
I don't think I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'm having too much fun not doing anything today, and also I have to bake a pie.
Sure. But, I mean, yeah, you can't do that while you're playing Magic.
I can't do that while I'm playing anything. Yeah.
Sounds fair. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us on this episode.
Done?
I think so. I have no idea what the time is. Let me look at the thing.
What are we at?
Where are we at? Alexa, how long have we been on our podcast?
Oh, we got like 5 more minutes.
38 minutes. Let's just pretend to fill time with 5.
We don't have to fill time. We can actually talk about something.
Oh, I don't know what to talk about.
I don't know when your body's.
Oh, I went to I did a Doctor Who marathon last weekend.
Ladies' Day app that you had.
No, there was another boy there.
Yeah, because it was someone's husband.
No, it was a baby.
Oh, someone's husband wasn't even there?
Well, later, but...
I guess that's why you said boy.
Yeah.
It was a baby. He's, like, what, like a year old now?
Almost a one.
Almost a one.
Yeah, like a little guy running around.
He's pretty cute, though.
Yeah, he's
not big on kids, but he's, like, a pretty cute kid.
Yeah.
I like when people manage to make kids that aren't ugly and gross.
So we watched the first... we watched some episodes of Doctor Who from the 7th season.
Mm-hmm. Matt Smith.
Yeah, he was... We started with the Wild West one with the robot.
You watched the end of Amy Pond, right?
Yeah, the
end of Amy Pond. You just watched like the last 5 episodes.
Hey, spoilers!
Oh, I'm sorry. Nobody knows Amy Pond isn't on the show anymore.
They might not.
Maybe
some people are sheltering.
They know Amy Pond's not on the show anymore.
We're not doing spoilers. Remember, you said it last.
Okay,
week.
That's not a spoiler. I haven't said anything about how she leaves the show, why she leaves
the
show.
Okay, so we watched.
We all know she leaves.
We watched 5 episodes, I think, before I left.
Uh-huh.
We watched The Town Called Mercy, which is the Western one. The Power of Three, which is the slow invasion with the cubes, which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
The one after that was the Angels Take Manhattan, with Weeping Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was The Snowman with The Snowman, the Christmas special with, what's his name? Richard E. Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Like a grumpy Gus with Snowman and Ian McKellen as the Great Intelligence.
Oh, did that happen? See, I don't remember this episode
at all. And then the one after that was The Bells of St. John,
mm-hmm.
with when everybody got downloaded into the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That one was creepy.
That was Clara's first episode. Yeah. Well, first sidekick companion episode.
Yeah, well, she was in The Snowman, too. And then after that, we watched nothing because I went home.
Yeah, you did go home. Yeah. Were they going to have lunch? And you were just like, I'm out.
No, they were just going to keep watching it. I just had to go home because I had to poop.
Oh, it's important things.
I didn't tell anybody that. I'm like, I'm just gonna go. See you later.
Are you like a shy pooper? Can you like not poop?
I just don't want to poop in somebody else's place. Like, I'll poop at work if I have to, but I'm not gonna like poop in somebody else's house.
I feel like I'm different because I do not care at all.
Yeah, I don't feel right pooping in somebody's house, because what if I like block the toilet and like there's no plunger around?
Oh, and then like
I don't,
have to,
I'm
like
just
go
paranoid.
Ask someone for a plunger.
Yeah,
and you're
like paranoid,
excuse me,
about
I messed
that.
Up your toilet.
Because that's happened to me before when I was like a teenager, so I don't.
Okay.
I don't
so
mess
it's
with it anymore.
You were scarred.
Yeah.
That's what happened, and you're
I got
like,
burned.
I can't do this anymore. All right. No, that's fair. That's fair. I'm sure there's things I won't do at other people's houses because of experiences like that too.
Yeah.
I don't really like using the bathroom at all at other people's houses, because I've been in a lot of bathrooms at other people's houses that were just like gross.
Mm.
Like there's one time that I went to someone's place and I had to use the bathroom and I went to wash my hands and the sink was just like full of hair.
Yeah.
Just like
that's our place.
Like someone had, full of hair. Like someone had trimmed their beard and just left it.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, this
well, at least they're trimming their beard.
This is the grossest thing. It was super gross. And I felt weird, like, even washing my hands in the beard sink.
Yeah.
It was not any
so,
good.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you because of this video that I saw this
oh,
morning.
Oh, no. You haven't stopped talking about this video all day.
It's the dumbest thing, and I can't stop laughing about
it. So, your favorite thing in the whole world to laugh at is when people are almost saying words in English. When they're saying, they're either almost saying words in English, they're saying words in English, or they're saying them
Peesh!
Wrong. So
Shrimp!
You found this, like, 30-second video of some guy just mispronouncing food names.
Onion ring!
And that's it. And that's all. You like peesh a lot.
Peesh!
I will put a link to that video. I'll put a link to that video in the description of the podcast so that if you want to go watch this.
Turter Toots!
If you want to go watch Turter Toots, I think Mark is one too.
Mark!
You can go
Oranges.
Watch this video.
Oranges! Bursal Sports!
Spiggy Marbles.
Spiggy
Marbles. That's the second time that video he says spaghetti, and he says it a different way every time.
Spiggy Marbles. I don't even know what he said.
What do you say instead of bananas? It's like
burbs.
It's like banana
burbs. Derp burk a turburger.
Okay, I want you to make some of those up for real foods.
For real food?
Yeah, for like a different one.
Possicle!
That's already in the video.
Different food.
Possicle.
Possicle! I don't know. I can't do it. I'm not a genius like that.
Okay. Genius!
What's genius?
Genius!
Owl's crumb. I can't do it. I'm on the spot.
You can't do it.
You can do a Twitter game.
Twitter game. Nobody follows us on Twitter.
Tweet
at Aha Podcast with your weird mispronunciations, almost pronunciations of food
words. And then attach a picture of what that food is.
You can do that. I might be able to just figure it out.
Yeah. But sometimes, like, Searle.
Searle is spelled S-I-R-L, in case you're wondering. Searle.
Searle. okay, bye.